was authored by me, to give you an idea.
With nary an empty seat in the cafeteria at the state capitol, hopeful delegates and precinct chairs made one-minute pleas to individual groups for their chance to represent the Democratic Party at upcoming nominating conventions. Some got their big chance to help sway dozens of county, statewide, and congressional races this year.
I'm one of the delegates.
Others, like 23-year-old Annalisa Milo, while enthusiastic about the process, weren't so lucky.
I'm still just kind of, I don't want to say overwhelmed, but I'm still trying to figure out how it all works.
Legislative District Chairwoman Lisa Alcott is responsible for hosting and organizing the precinct caucus meeting. Alcott says it was a record turnout, which is likely due to what she calls the big race for Salt Lake County Mayor.
We need to keep that seat for a Democrat. It's a really important role in this state. You know, it's the second highest government position in the state, and we have a great Democratic mayor right now, and we really want to keep that seat, and so we're working hard and turning out people.
State Senators Ross Romero and Ben McAdams are both eyeing the seat, which Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon will vacate at the end of this year. Delegate Ryan Plume says his table only voted for delegates who were undeclared on that race, which he says was the smart thing to do.
I'm not a climate change activist. I'm not an immigrant rights activist. I'm a democracy activist. And I think even at this small level, we should be voting for a county mayor based on who our neighborhood decides.
But others had a different philosophy. Delegate John Jepson was open about his support for McAdams, saying he understands municipal government better than any of the declared candidates because of his work as senior advisor for intergovernmental affairs for Salt Lake City. Jepson adds he's also a member of the LDS Church, giving him a lead over Romero, who's a Catholic.
Ross is an excellent candidate for county mayor, and if he were the candidate, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. But I do believe that will play a factor in Ross's candidacy.
Melodia Gutierrez, who spoke on behalf of Romero, said many would-be delegates who backed Romero were not elected to be delegates, but she contended he's the man for the job.
Ross has been extremely involved in the community all over the county, not just in certain areas. And I think Senator McAdams is a wonderful senator, and I'd love his voice to continue to stay at the legislature, and I think Ross's experience is better suited in the county.
Delegates will decide in April in the county convention which Democrat will go head-to-head with the GOP candidate this November. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.